Houston, station on 2 for Cobalt Rick.
With you on 2, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, we just had some follow-up questions about resetting this Cobalt Brick. In Node 1, Port Deck 4, we only saw Cobalt Brick 1432. We didn't see 1006, and we're just wondering what we're expecting to be plugged in there. And then I also had a question. I feel like GFCIs are not usually plugged into Cobalt Bricks. They're usually plugged into, like, AC inverters, so I just wanted to double-check, like, maybe what equipment we should expect plugged into this, and we can trace it back.
Yeah, back with you, Chris. It's our bad, and so actually that the, what you'll be looking at is should be the AC inverter 1006, and then and I would like to the power cycle, and then also that the reset the GFCI and the switch one of the AC inverter, to be exact.
Copy that. Let me check. I don't think the inverter we had was 1006, but I'll take a check there as well. And you said switch one, so copy that, switch one.
Yeah, sorry, so just for the clarification, what we are trying to do per cycle is the ISS WAP, so that there should be that connection to the ISS WAP.
Copy, yeah, and I think it's 1039 is the inverter that's Port Deck 4, but I'll look at for the WAP and I'll trace that back and let you know where that's plugged in.
Sounds great. Thank you, Chris.
Houston, Chris on 2. So just for updating our records, so, well, the WAP is on the starboard side, and so the it was inverter 1006, but it's on starboard deck 4, not port deck 4, and it has been recycled, so we are... we should hopefully be in good shape. Let us know if you need us to do anything else with it.
Perfect. Thank you for the update.
Houston and Scuba, Chris on Space to Ground 2 for a found fastener in JPM. JLP, sorry.
And was your answer?
Yes, I don't know if you have lab cam 1 up, but I found a fastener on one of the JLP inlet screens on the starboard aft 2. It's this fastener here, and was wondering if anybody recognizes it and where it might come from.
Okay, Chris, we are still checking on the ground side and put it in a list for check-in. So I'd like you to attempt stow.
Okay, all, yes, and I'll check with the other crew members, see if they might recognize it, but otherwise it's temp stowed in lab port 6.
Copy. Yep, Chris, please bring the lost and found bag. That is, if you can open that bag, that'd be good.
Copy, yeah, I'll leave it out, just pass on tape down lab port 6 until I've got everybody to take a look at it, and then I'll put it in the lost and found bag if nobody recognizes it.
Sounds good, thank you.
Station Houston 2 for Chris.
Chris is with you on Space Ground 2.
Hey Chris, we see the GEM PCS is offline, so when you go to the GEM to start your the grill cleaning work, could you check the cable connection and see if you can secure the cable connection to restore the PCS connection?
Yes, copy that. I will take a look at the GEM PCS and see how it's looking. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2 for GEM PCS.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at the GEM PCS, and all of the connections look good. I was thinking it might make sense to try to, like, unplug and replug the 1553 USB adapter, see if that resolves the issue, but wanted to check in with you.
Chris, sounds like a plan, and then let us know that how it goes.
Copy all. Houston, Chris on 2. That didn't seem to have any effect, and the PCS does seem to be in a little bit of a strange state. When I opened the control panel that normally shows the connection status, and you know, usually has some like text box and stuff. All it has is a, so it's a completely gray window with just a green box. So the, you know, commands for like shutting down the PCS even are not not apparently available in the normal place that they would be. So I'm wondering if this PCS just might need a reboot.
Hi, Chris. Yes, please reboot it.
Copy. Yeah, it looks like the user interface is a little bit messed up, so I actually don't even have, like, the start menu available for rebooting. It's just kind of grayed out. Do you know if there's any, like, keyboard shortcut commands that I can do to reboot it softly?
Hi, Chris. We recommend that you just push down the power button long enough so that you can restart it.
Copy. Yeah, I'll give it a hard hard power cycle. Houston, Chris on two. Hard power cycle is in work. Break scuba, Chris on two. Looking for a go to start my return grill cleaning task.
Okay, Chris, one command away for shutting down the JLP fan. And once that is in place, you're applying for SD and a new hygiene and JLP, obviously. We have some heads up while we have you there.
Copy that, Dip, and standing by for when that airflow is shut down.
Okay, and Chris, to be on the same page, the procedure is a little bit confusing, and the return rules you're going to work with today are just four grills in the JLP only.
Yep, copy that. Yep, it's just the four JLP return grills, and then I think there was one like box relocate in JPM, but I think it's just cleaning the four JLP return grills is my understanding.
Okay, yes, next item is about the box you read on my mind. Thank you very much. Good comprehension. And lastly, just a heads up, the photos before and after the cleaning is really important for analysis program people. So, great if you could take care of it.
Copy that. Yeah, I will. I'll do my best to get some good photos. Especially the Bay 2 of JLP access is a little bit difficult. But I'll do my best to get the nicest photos that I can.
Okay, copy that. With that, you're good to go for step one.
Copy. Go in step 1.1. Starting cleaning now.
And Chris, just to be on the same page, so far, just step one only. I'll give you follow words after that.
Copy that. So I actually have already got the vacuum cleaner pre-staged and ready to go. So I am complete in step one and ready in step two.
Okay, thanks for the status. We're still commanding. Please come.
Copy. I will stand by for commanding to be complete, and just let me know when that's set, and I will start removing some grills and vacuuming and photoing. Houston, Chris on two for GEM PCS. It looks like after a hard reboot, the PCS is back up and responsive and showing good indications. Let me know if you are seeing the same on the ground.
Thank you. We see the same on the ground.
Great news. Thank you.
Station to command station 2 for Chris. Thank you for waiting. Go for step 2.
Copy. Go for step 2. Starting photoing and cleaning now. Thank you very much. I'll let you know when I'm all complete with it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Scuba, Chris on 2. Grill cleaning is complete. Ready to activate fans.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much for the report, and we'll be starting the activating the fan. Just for information, it takes about 30 more minutes until we can give you a go for hygiene.
Okay, copy all.
All right, and to computers, if you could take off the cover on the starboard camera, that would be great for our insight for the address converter relocation.
Yep, copy all. I'll have that in work shortly. Scuba station on 2, the MAC address converter box has been relocated. I had to secure it down with some glass cloth tape. Even with the tape, it's not terribly secure there, but I think it will hold in place reasonably, but it's still not the best securing method for this box, I don't think. But I think it's okay for now. I think it's good for now. And task is complete. Thank you.
All right, Chris, thank you for the report. That's a good description. That is noted. Thank you very much. And for the JLP, I said 30 minutes, but flight control as in the scuba is working really hard. It's going to be in maybe 10 minutes. And once that is in place, fun is up and running, I'll let you know. Thank you very much for the work.
That's great news, and really appreciate the diligent work in scuba to get that back for us for hygiene. That's really much appreciated. Thanks, Tommy. Great working with you today.
Likewise, great working with you. I'll let you know soon.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris on the cargo ops.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey Chris, we have a few words for your upcoming cargo ops of activity. We have two steps that you don't perform today, so I'll give you a number, step numbers when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All right, so these numbers are 137.03 and 137.05, as we are not yet ready for double callback storage.
Copy. No perform 137.03, 137.05.
That's good readback.
Thanks very much. I'll move on to cargo in a moment.
Station Scuba Space Ground 2 for all the crew members. Now the JLP hygiene is go. You are no longer applying for smoke detection in the JLP.
Station copies all. Perfect timing. Thank you for the hard work to get that availability. That really helps us out, so we really appreciate that.
Yep. Flight controller is in front of us. He's smiling now.
Thank you very much. We really do appreciate the efforts. Houston, Chris on 2 for Star Trek Step 136.
Chris, with you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check. This 1.0 CTB, it says it's going. It wants to go in lab overhead 5 Delta 2. That's like our checks rack with like a bunch of like the med packs and stuff. I don't think there's space for it, but also it doesn't seem to make sense to me to put it there, and I just wanted to double check that.
Checking.
Houston, Chris, there's definitely not space in overhead 5 Delta 2 for this, but yeah, I can't seem to me that that makes any sense.
Houston, copies. We'll look for a better place for this voice. We'll come back to you.
Copy that. I'll attempt to go at lab deck 6 for now.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Sophie and LSG assist.
Huntsville, station Sophie's with you on 2.
Miss Sophie, Jessica is ready for your first assist activity.
Copy. I'm on my way. Huntsville, station Sophie on 2 for a question for the next activity.
With you on 2, Sophie.
I was just checking the next activity, and I wanted to have confirmation with you of exactly what I retrieved. I understand ethanol bag and bio-ink bag, but I don't see any serial number on bio-ink bag for Maryland.
Copy that, Sophie. I'm double-checking.
Copy that. And since you're double-checking, I also wanted to know what about inoculation bag. from Colt Village. I mean, do we have to do step three? Because I thought the progress step I already removed something with your number Golf.
And Sophie, I copied the question. For this one, you're just doing the BioInk bag, and that's going to be Bravo, the one you put in Merlin this morning. There's just one there.
Okay, so I just take the small bag plus BioInk bag serial number Bravo. Is that correct?
And that's correct.
Okay, and no cold storage operation for this one.
And that's correct.
Great, thank you.
Houston, this is on 2 for Stotrac, step 140.03.
With you on 2, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, so for the items in Stotrac step 140.02, that location, lab port 3 alpha 1 is completely full. And this is quite a large item. There's zero chance that will fit in there. And then same issue with lab 1 port 3 Charlie 1 for step 140.03. That location is 100% full. Looks like there's 4 RPCMs in there, so there's zero chance that the item in that step will fit in that location either.
We copy, so both the port 3 alpha 1 Charlie 1 are full.
That's affirmative.
We're checking.
I'm still station checks on 3. Just a heads up, I'm about 10 to 15 minutes behind today, so if it's all right, I'll be a few minutes late to veggie.
Huntsville copy, Jack. Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and LSG.
Huntsville station, Sophie, Ruby on 2.
Jessica's ready for your next assist.
Copy, next assist.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris for stowage.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2 for stowage.
Yes, yeah, so back with you, Chris, on step 140.02 and 03. You can bring those bags back to the original location and drag them for now.
Okay, just to confirm, so that the bag that those came in also has a bunch of other stuff that I'm in the process of unloading now. You want me to put those two items back in that CTV and back in Dragon, or would it be better to just attempt stow it somewhere on station?
Chris, up to you. If you have a good temp stow location, I think that'd be good for us.
Okay, yeah, I guess, do we think we'll have a final location for these later today, or do we think it'll be a couple days?
Chris, we're checking. Back with you, Chris, on 2. So we'll have a plan by the end of today, by the end of the Orbit 2. We may not find out the final location, but at least we'll tell you that the plan by the end of today.
Copy that. Then I think if it works for you guys, rather than trying to put it back in Dragon, I will just empty out the CTB that I'm working on, 1.0-5449, which is where they came from, and I will leave that CTB temp stowed in lab deck 6 next to the other one that I've currently got temp stowed there, 1.0-5713.
Lab deck 6, copy that.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and LSG.
Sophie's with
you, Sophie, we're ready for the next assist activity. You'll be retrieving the Auxilium cartridge CO number 2 from Merlin 3 along with an ice break.
Great, you're amazing. I see you read my extra notes. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Auxilium cartridge CO number 2 from Merlin 3 along with an ice break.
Happy to help, Sophie, anytime, no problem. That's correct.
So, Station Jackson 2, welcome aboard Coil Cam for Veggie.
Thanks, Zach. We see the camera. It's good field of view.
I'm so awesome, Jack. I think I got enough water in this water bag already. And curious if we're working on 2 and if there's a standard amount of water I'm given, or are you going to give them sample by sample?
Copy, you've got enough water. I'm going to go sample by sample with you, and two's fine. If it gets too busy, we can always move off to four possibly. But two for now. And Jack, GC number 13, sorry for that. Looks good. You can go ahead and photograph it, and no water for 13. Jack, with you on two for Huntsville. 13 through 17 are no water. I'll just give you that up front.
Copy, 13 through 17 will be no water.
Station Huntsville on two for Jack. We see 18. That's going to need 50 mLs, 50 mLs of water. Also, the PD team has noticed some small nodules growing in the root system on the ground control, and wondered if you could see some of those. They look like little white grains of rice in 18 and 22.
Okay, 50 milliliters of water. I do see lots of, I guess their roots kind of growing up against the plastic edge. Is that what you guys are talking about?
We see the roots as well. The nodules are like little white grains of rice attached to the roots. And Jack, we see where you're looking. It's a little bit tough to tell, so we'll get it in the imagery, but thank you for looking extra.
Houston, Chris on two with one other dragon stowage question for you.
Chris, we see on two. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you guys are tracking this, but currently in the Dragon basement, there's just a piece of foam, like it's one of the foam spacers used when Norris tanks are packaged in Dragon. It's currently just sitting, like, floating in the basement, and if you guys happen to know the location that that's going to be used, I could put it there and secure it there as opposed to just having it floating around in the basement. I just was wondering if you guys knew that information.
We'll check and get back to you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. And I'm going to move on to my next task now, but I see that we have sort of two open CTV items, 1.05713 and 1.05449, stowed lab deck 6, and I will pass that on to the next person doing Dragon stowage.
Sounds good. We'll talk about stowage a little bit later today. Thank you.
That's good. Thanks.
Jack, Huntsville on 2, 19, will need 35 milliliters.
Copy, 35.
Jack, Huntsville on 2, we see 20, 20, and no water. Jack, Huntsville on 2, we see 22, 35 milliliters.
Copy, 35 milliliters.
Jack Huntsville, back with you on two. That's one we want to look for nodules as well. I forgot to ask you about that. Copy that, Jack. That's what we're looking for. Thank you. Jack, we see 23, no water. Jack, we see 24, 125 milliliters.
Yeah, this one's the Chris Williams of all the PGSs. It's just a total beast.
We copy and concur, Jack.
You're supposed to say that me and Sophie are clearly tougher than Chris. Start to see bubbles at the top at 95 milliliters. Continue or stay?
Copy bubbles. We'll stop there.
All right, stopping at 95 milliliters. So, station, what else can I do for you, sir, before I raise the bubbles and close this out?
Two by one, Jack. Checking. And Jack, nothing else from us. Thank you very much. Looks good. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and LSG Assist. Hi, Sophie. Jessica's working on removing a small washer from one of the cartridges. It needs a pair of small, fine needle-nose pliers from the toolbox, or even possibly a pair of hemostats. If you could get one of those for her and as an assist.
Copy, I'll send this for her.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and LSG Assist.
Sophie's with you,
too. Hi, Sophie. Jessica is ready for you to retrieve the Auxilium cartridge and put it in Mambo.
retrieve the cartridge and put it in bumper procedure. Great, thanks.
Houston and Munich, Chris on 2 for timeline.
With you, Chris. Go, this is Munich. Go ahead.
Chris, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, apologies for calling just before handover. This Columbus E4D stowage reconfig is going quite a bit over. I'm planning on, I was thinking that I would probably just eat into my afternoon cargo time a little bit to complete this task, just because I can't really leave Columbus kind of half put back together. I just wanted to make sure that matched with your guys' priorities.
Houston copies. That works well.
Copy all. Thanks. Houston, Chris on 2 with a question about the E4D Viz rack.
Chris, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm reconfiguring some of the stowage for E4D, and a location that I think makes a lot of sense to put some stowage is there's like a little area on the forward side of the E4D Viz rack, on the forward side of the Mares rack, the deck on Columbus deck 4, basically forward of where the pins are stowed. There's currently a 1.0 CCD 5481 stowed here, and I think stuff like the E4D bench and seat fit in that area very well and are very accessible if they're stowed there. I was hoping to put a bungee across the top of that area to keep it keep all the stuff contained. However, I was noticing that on the port side of the seat track of this rack, there's been Kapton tape. And I was wondering, that typically means that it's no-go for placing things. I was hoping to put a seat track ring towards the forward end of that seat track. I don't think it would interfere with anything, and was wondering if that's okay.
Chris, just give us a second, and we'll get back to you. Station Houston on 2 for Chris for E4D storage. Yeah, so we like your idea, so please proceed as per your recommendation. But we appreciate that the photos of final config so that we can check.
Copy, and that sounds good to me.
Sophie, with you on 2.
So, Station Jack Slot 2, welcome aboard Lab Camp 2 for Rhodium as I get organized.
Thanks for letting us back aboard. We're checking the field of view. Hey, Jack, that looks like a good field of view. And I do have to apologize. My dad joke game was off last time. I was in the middle of helping Jessica with that washer that she had stripped out, and I couldn't think of any good ones for you.
Not a problem.
Columbus, Chris on 2 for Lumina, looking for a go.
Munich, Mr. Uncook, on 2, Chris. You have a go.
Thank you. I'm getting started in the procedure. Munich, Chris on 2. I'm complete op through 11.15. Lumina parameter setting is complete. Visible power 80, infrared power 85.
And Chris, Munich with you. We copy, and that sounds good to us. Thank you very much.
Until Station Jack's on 2. Your rhodium photographs are on SSC 7, and I've saved card number, serial number 1001.
And Jack Huntsville's with you. We copy.
Houston, Chris on 2 for stowage.
Okay, hey, Chris.
Yeah, I am picking back up in my stowage for the afternoon, and I had a couple items outstanding from the morning, and I just wanted to check if you guys had any resolution to those, or if I should just keep pushing forward in Snow Track.
All right. Chris, yeah, we do have some resolution. So for the item 136, which is the 1.0 CTB 5713, we'd like for you to put that
file, item 136, 1.05713.
Yes, put that in PMA 2, and if fit there, you can put it in Lab Deck 2.
Copy that. I think I can make it fit in PMA 2 for now, although PMA 2 will be getting pretty close to full. And if not, Lab Deck 2.
And we got a 20-second handover. I'll be back with you with the other one.
Go to the backup.
And Chris Houston for the second item. That's going to be items 140.02 through 03. That location can be moved instead of lab port 3 Delta 1, put it in Delta 2.
Okay, and just to check, I think one of the items was supposed to go to Alpha 1, and then the other one was going to go to, sorry, let me just double check something for a sec. Okay, yeah, sorry, just to confirm, so the item in 140.02 was supposed to go to port 3 Alpha 1, and then 140.03 was supposed to go to port 3 Charlie 1, and then I should try to put both of those in Delta 2, is the, just to confirm?
Actually, no, I misrelayed the direction. Both those items should go into lab port 3 Delta 1, and then if they don't fit as a backup, you can put them in Delta 2.
Okay, I'll try Delta 1 for both those items, if not Delta 2. I'll give all of those things a shot right now and let you know where things end up.
Sounds good, Chris. And if you need to split those two items between Delta 1 and Delta 2, we're fine with that as well. Your call, let us know what it comes out to. Copy, thumbs up.
Standing in airlock, welcome to Node 1 camera and airlock camera if you're interested.
Jack, thanks for the offer. Yeah, we'd love to have the Node 1 camera.
Houston, Chris on 2 for closing the loop on Snowtrack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, for step 136, that bag was able to fit in PMA 2. PMA 2 is getting pretty full, but started the second layer, and it seems okay. For 140.02 and 140.03, lab 1, port 3, Delta 1 is pretty full. There was probably the volume in that stowage container to maybe fit one of those items, but not the actual physical space to Tetris. The items are just too big. So I put both of those items in Delta 2.
That is a good config. Thank you, Chris.
Stand airlock on 2. The chargers are off, and I'm ready for RPC staking in step 1.3.
Copy, Jack. We'll put that in work. And Jack, you're welcome to press through step 2.3 while we do that safing.
All right, through 2.3 while you guys are working. Thanks. Houston, Chris on 2, Stowtrack 145.05.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Node 1, Deck 4, Alpha 1, there's no chance either of these will fit in that location. Do you have an alternate?
And Chris, let us check on that, and I'll get right back to you. Chris Houston on 2 for 14505.
Chris with you on 2.
Hey, Chris. Looking at the lab view, we see that that bag, it looks like it has a lot of filler foam. The only thing we're looking for to stay in the Ziploc bag is the aluminum and the rubber tape. If you take all the filler foam out, do you think you could get it to work?
So this is not filler foam. It looks like it's foam that's sandwiching some components. It's the desire is to keep them flat, it looks like it's sandwiching the patches in here.
Copy, we're talking about it. Chris Houston on too. Yeah, the foam, it was a little bit bigger than we thought, and we don't know if we can remove it. We're finding that out. So if you could temp stow that, and we'll do a little more digging and resolve this when we get the answer.
Yeah, and there were two more bags of this that went into ISS Leak Kit 2 in Node 2. It was also a bit of a problem. The dimensions of this foam are wider than a 0.5 CTB, so that bag is, like, super stuffed and very difficult to close. I was able to get it closed, but it's, definitely not ideal. I will temp stow these lab Deck 6, and, just let me know what I should do with them when you have a solution.
Well, thank you for that feedback, the way it barely fit into half CTB, and we copy, you'll temp stow in lab Deck 6. Airlock Houston, Jack, when you get there, you are go on step 2.4.1, safing is in place.
to go in 2.4.1.
Good read.
Dissipation on 2 for stowage.
Go ahead for stowage on 2.
I'm in step 146, and I'm unpacking these T2 isolators. There's 8 of them in the bubble wrap bags. The step does not say to keep the bubble wrap bags, but in the 0.5 they were going in, I noticed that all the other isolators were still in their bubble wrap bags, and it kind of makes sense to protect the isolator. However, they don't all fit. That 0.5 is already bulging. I managed to really squeeze in 6 of the 8, and I thought maybe I could just leave 2 of them in the bubble wrap bags, like in that locker location, but not in the bag. But there's a 1.0 and also that 0.5 that are both really bulging, so that is not going to work. Just wondering what you wanted me to do with these isolators, and or if you wanted me to remove all the Ziploc, the bubble wrap bags, to see if more will fit.
Okay, we copy all. Jessica, the follow-up question for you is, could you tell us the serial numbers of the 2 that are not able to go into the bag yet, and we're going to be looking at a possible alternate stowage location for this.
Okay, yep. I have a Z-axis isolator. Serial number is 1007 and 1008.
Copy. 1007 and 008. We'll work on alternate location and get back to you.
Okay, thanks. I'm just going to finish this bag, and then I was hoping to start my OBT, my robot, a little bit early, because I'd like to try to get my CEOs that are on the timeline. I'm assuming that's fine, because I know that the ground is probably watching, but also they have KU then, and we're just doing our practice track and capture, so any problem with me starting that a little early?
Checking. Jessica, you are go to start that early if you choose.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2, Stowtrack 145.06. There's no chance that we can fit 5 Z-books in Node 1 Deck 4 Kilo 1. So looking for another place for those.
We copy, Chris, and follow-up question is, would any of those fit at that location, or is it just completely full and we need to find an alternate location for all of them?
I would say we might be able to fit one. I mean, it depends how much, stomping on the door of the locker you want to do to try to get things in. Since it's computers, I would not advise it. But so I'd say we could maybe get one in there. Definitely not 5.
Yeah, holster those socks, no stomping. We'll get you an alternate location.
Copy all. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2. I took another look. I think we could probably get 2 Z-books in there, actually, without it being a problem. But, not 5, but 2, I think, would work.
Okay, Chris, just let us know which 2 made it in, and we'll find an alternate location for the remainders.
Copy that. I'll put 2 in and let you know which ones those were.
Copy.
Houston, station on 2, Stowtrack 145.07.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so this step is having me put this CCAA liquid sensor. The desired location is node 1 starboard 4 aft. That location is going to be a very significant access challenge, because we'll have to take down the galley table and rotate the rack to get behind there. And this is a very small item. I think we had a discussion about this pretty recently. I think there was another step that was going to stow something in there, we decided it didn't make sense, and we put that bag elsewhere. I just wanted to put it out there. I think if we want to stow anything in starboard 4 aft, we should package all of those steps together so that we only have to disassemble the galley table and rotate that down once, and make sure that it's stuff that we don't want to access, or don't have any immediate plans to access back there. So I wanted to pass that feedback along, but then also to ask if there's an alternate location for this guy that I could put it in. Happy to rotate it down, but I think that's like looking at like a solid hour task.
Copy. Stand by, Chris. Chris, that's a very reasonable request. For now, why don't you temp stow that, and we'll try to comply with your request that when we do have all items we think we're going to have to go into that location, we can provide the proper time, since it does take you an hour to get into it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it'll
maybe it'll be 45 minutes, but it's going to be on that order to break down, to clear off the galley table, break it down, rotate the rack, and then reassemble everything. I think it was Sophie had like a half CTB that was supposed to go back there as well. It was just a few days ago. That got put somewhere else also. But if we can gather all those things together and do it all at once, that would make sense.
Thanks for the feedback. Makes perfect sense. We'll work on it.
Houston, airlock on 2 for step 2, decimal 4, decimal 2.
Go, Jack.
Referencing the XTP note, there are indeed 4 of the 5 PGT lithium ion battery adapter cable caps missing. A search of the battery compartment revealed no apparent caps.
Copy, Jack. For the missing caps, you can use Capcon tape to replace them.
Houston, Chris on 2 for the lab CMAX, USB hub.
Good.
Just floating through the lab, and I saw just an AC power cord unplugged floating in the middle of space. I am seeing a 120-volt inverter 1035, which has switch 1 on, but nothing plugged into it. I'm wondering if this came from there, and if you'd like me to turn that off, plug this back in, and turn it back on.
Checking. Chris, thanks for noticing, and yeah, we are good for you to plug that in. Obviously, you'll want to unplug the inverter first, and then put it in.
Copy that. I unpowered switch 1 of that inverter, plugged it in, and repowered switch 1 of that inverter, so we should be back in business.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. And also for item 14506, the Z-Books, the alternate location is for the remaining 3 is going to be Node 1, Deck 4, Golf 1.
Okay, Node 1, Deck 4, Golf 1. I'll take a look in there and see if we got space.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Go ahead, Jack, on 2.
All right, I'm looking at steps 2.7, the accompanying figure 6, and then also 2.11, where I'm supposed to deroute. 2.7, I unplug a cable, and 2.11, I deroute it. I'm struggling with this one here. Let me know when you're looking at figure 6.
We're with you.
Okay, I've got the Node 1 camera pointed at what I think is the same view as figure 6. I see the horizontal scaffold in the back and that light gray thing on the back. And you can see I've disconnected a cable that has serial number 1004 from the PT port. And I think that this is eventually the cable that you want me to disconnect. But over here, the actual cable is also serial number 1004 at the bottom of the LLB port. The cable at the bottom of the port here that I think is the one that I'm replacing, which is EBOT terminal, or EBOT EMU lithium ion battery adapter 1004. As you can see, it goes back and then snakes back to the left. This cable that I think is in figure 6 is also serial number 104, and it's labeled EBOT REBA lithium ion battery adapter. So a near identical label and identical serial number, but I think it looks like it's the L-REBA connection and not the one that you're replacing here. And I'm not sure if I'm missing something in the figure or what's going on. I'm just looking for some help understanding what's going on here.
We copy, Jack. Stand by. Airlock Houston, Jack, yeah, that is a great catch. The one you disconnected, the REBA-related one, we would like for you to reconnect. And then if you could follow the EBOT EMU lithium ion battery adapter, serial number 004, where you see that cable going back there, try to follow it to where its connection is. It may be behind the one that you had already disconnected and you're about to reconnect.
Okay, I will reconnect the L-REBA one here momentarily. Where my right hand is back here is the start of the connection. I can't actually reach the connection. I can't see it either to positively identify it. It's behind this whole LLB rack setup. I see a couple screws back there. I'm not convinced that's actually a faceplate setup. I think almost to get at it, I'd have to take off this front faceplate, take off the wire backplate that's in the back, get all the way back there.
Copy, Jack. We're talking about it. Yeah, Jack, you've got the eyes up there, but we were expecting, and now we need to maybe recalibrate, that that connector would have been in the area where you disconnected the Reva connector, but it does not sound like that is the case.
The four that are right here all have the word Reva. Oh, I mean, this is a labeling issue right there. All EBOT lithium-ion battery adapters with similar serial numbers, but these all four have Reva. There's one here that says PGT, and I think if I dug in there, I could see these other PGT ones that I could dig back into. But it's pretty clear from what I'm looking at that all of the LLB ones are buried behind the EBA or the LLB stowage rack here.
Okay, Jack, we copy. Great info. We're going to talk a little more about this. Thanks for the view, Jack. Yeah, we see a couple of connectors back there. Is one of the ones we see, one of the ones you're speaking of, you think is the right one?
Yeah, it's definitely back there. There might be a little bit of slack here. Let me play around a little bit, see if there's enough slack to access it.
Copy. Yeah, we're talking our options, whether we want to send you off for cargo ops or keep messing with this.
And airlock. I can just get my hand on the connector. I cannot read what the other side of the connector is. We'd just be assuming that, I'm just replacing the core that I'm connecting to. I can't quite get the leverage right now, barehanded, to undo the connector because the whole cord is twisting, and I can't quite get a second hand back there, potentially with a connector wrench or a buddy. It might be possible.
We copy, Jack. And by your description, it sounds like a second hand would be very hard to get back in there to secure the other end of the connector. Is that a good read? And the thought is, would it be hard to remate if you actually do get it demated?
Yeah, 100%. I'm not confident I could actually demate it, but maybe with a wrench and another hand, I could. And, confidence factor is... I guess if I can get it off, I should be able to get it back on, but, no guarantees.
Copy, standby. Jack, thank you for the gallant effort today on this, but this is a config we did not expect, so we need to regroup the forward plan with this. So stand by. We're going to give you some back out words to say things, and then we'll set you loose.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense to me. Obviously, we don't seem 100% confident that we know where the wires are back here. So happy to stand by for safing and closeout words, and let me know.
Will do. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Jack.
All right, Houston, I was busy with the number 1, but now I'm available on the 2.
All right, so for the back out, you can perform steps 2.13 all the way through the end. Obviously, any reference to the new cable, you're going to be substituting the old cable for that for any remates or anything. We expect this back out to take you about 20 minutes, and then big picture for the rest of the day, we're going to reduce, or you'll cut into your Dragon Cargo ops to be able to complete all the other EVA-related activities. I'll copy.
Houston, airlock. Okay, so I'm going to go to step 2.13, and through the end, I'll reference the old cable to the new cable if it comes up. I'm going to do my next activity, to put the EMU back on the EDA. Presumably, you want me to skip the battery ops checkout that's next on my schedule, but complete the EVA safer. And then whatever time that eats up, I'll just eat up the Dragon Cargo time, and I'll just continue on to Maris.
Checking. And Jack, good call. We're going to skip the battery checkout. We would like the EMU back on the EDA, though, and then you can continue on with SAFER and then into your cargo ops.
Awesome. I'll put that all into work. Thanks.
Thank you. We appreciate the flexibility. Copy. Thumbs up.
Houston airlock, except 2.18. I don't think you guys need any additional photos, but let me know if you want something else before I close up.
Jack, thanks for offering. The only thing that, if you haven't already done it, try to get some photos deep in the rack of the connector you think is our target to work with in the future. May not be possible, but and then the overall cable routing of that cable, if possible.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be a little limited now that the faceplate's back on. If you guys think that stuff's pretty useful, I can take the faceplate off and get some more still photos if you think that's useful.
I understand, Jack. Yeah, we should have come to you earlier on that.
Infrared inspection.
So no need to do that. You can press on.
It's an airlock on 2 for Rhett.
Airlock Houston, go ahead for Rhett.
Hey, Rob, yeah, I just want to clarify in the show note it says 12 small Rhetts and then 2.
And Jessica Houston, Capcom Football, I let you walk into a handover. Could you start again?
Yeah, sure thing. I'm looking at the stow note, and it tells me to inspect 12 small reps and 2 large small. It specifies the serial numbers of the large smalls. There are way more than 12 and 2 of those here in the staging area, but I'm assuming I'm just inspecting 12 small and reporting which ones, and then inspecting the 2 large smalls, and then the rest of them will just remain uninspected here in the staging area. Is that correct?
Checking. Airlock Houston for Jessica. So the information in the stow note is that you are only inspecting the ones that were used on the Russian EVA.
Okay, I don't know which ones those are because we basically have one tether staging area and we have, like, I don't know, maybe twice as many. We probably have, like, 24 small reps. I don't know which ones were used and which ones were not used.
Copy, stand by.
In my experience, we would treat everything that's on the staging area wall as uninspected, and the inspected ones would be in the labeled CTB. So I assume it doesn't matter which 12 I inspect because all of these eventually would need to be inspected if they're going to be used.
Copy, stand by. All right, Jessica, thank you for your patience. We got it straightened out on the ground, and we concur with your understanding that you are going to inspect 12 of the smalls and the 2 large Rhetts and
station adapter cable not installed, but the battery storage compartment is closed, and you are going to close RPCs in step 3.3.
Okay, Jack, we copy all, and just to make sure we're on the same page, you did reinstall the old cable that you had removed, correct?
That's correct. Serial number 1004, the El Reba eBots connection was reconnected.
Copy, thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. Only when convenient, we have a couple answers on stowage. Airlock Houston, just heads up, we have derouted the Node 1 camera, so you can turn off that camera whenever convenient. And Jessica, we wanted to sync up with you on the reds.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Jessica, just to close the loop on the reds, we're wondering how many are left in the staging area?
Yeah, let me go back there. I did inspect 12 and put them all in the inspected reds bag, as well as the 2 large smalls, and I'll go count the rest.
That is the information we're looking for. Thank you.
And Jack beat me to it.
Excellent.
Hey, Jack beat me to it. The remaining in the staging area are 10 small reps and 4 large small reps. And then, of course, there are a lot of adjustables on the other side, but I think we're only talking about the reps today.
Copy all. Thank you.
I did finish early, and that was going pretty quickly for me, so if you want me to do more, like those remaining 10 and 4, I'm happy to do that and add those to the bag, but up to you guys.
And thank you for offering, Jessica. We'll take you up on your offer for whatever time you have left.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Houston, airlock on 2 for safer strike.
Go ahead, Jack.
Just want to double check that you guys are looking for the GN2 and the power and the battery voltage, or just the battery voltage for this check.
Jack, we'd like everything in that table except for, we'd like everything in step 14.
All right, copy. Everything in step 14. It works. I'll try to get it right this time.
No worries. And airlock Houston on 2 for Jack.
Jack, yeah, answering surface. Go ahead.
Yeah, one go back, Jack, for step 14. Yeah, we would like to hear the call down of the battery voltages, but the rest of the parameters we're asking for, you can just record within the procedure.
Copy.
Station in Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Jessica and 5 to 10 minutes of Mambo help at your convenience.
So, station Sophie and 2 for robots.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, on the previous route, it was kind of weird. The THC was not responsive, and so I just wonder, maybe I did not initialize this thing properly.
Sophie, we are checking. Stand by.
Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie.
Are you on 2?
Hey, Sophie, to try to remedy this issue, we would like to reboot robot if you could go hands off for 5 or so minutes. And Sophie Houston on 2. Sorry, I walked into a hand over there. Just wanted to make sure that you copied. We'd like to do a reboot. We need you hands off for 5 minutes.
Okay, reboot. So you do all of the steps from ground?
That's correct, Sophie. We will take care of from the ground.
Okay.
Stand airlock on 2 for safer.
Go ahead, Jack.
Battery voltage 40.2. That's 40.2. Does that sound right?
That is a good value.
Awesome. Thanks. Press on.
Copy.
You said airlock on 2 for reps.
Go ahead, for reps.
Well, I did complete all the additional tethers. One discrepancy, just to let you know, Jack counted 10 small smalls. I've been logging the serial numbers as I go, and I only logged 9 small smalls. So either one of us was in error there, but if it were me and I missed one of the serial numbers, then it's in the point that's been inspected, but I may have forgotten the serial number. So either way, I think we're good. I just wanted to let you know. And that's why I have reported only 9 when we said there were 10. But if I try to go back and look in that bag, it will probably take me like an hour to figure out which one it is, since there's so many reps in there now. But they're definitely all inspected.
All right. Thanks for that clarification, Jessica. Yeah, no more looking at figuring out the serial numbers. We're good.
Okay, copy. Thanks. Okay, airlock on 2.
Go ahead.
Just one note on that. I did save my crew note earlier, and then I reopened it and resaved it with the additional. So just to make sure that you guys have the latest info, I just resaved it at 3:49.
Copy. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. And Huntsville, how can I help you with Mambo?
Jessica, before we got started into the LSGU stencils, wanted to have a quick favor from Mambo. The team is unable to see the internal camera. We need to watch the print, so we need a reset of the Mambo tray, and I do have a procedure when you're ready to copy.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
It is procedure 2.005, auxilium cartridge remove and Mambo tray reseat. You can skip step 1. We do not need the lab camera. You are going step 2 and then skipping steps 6 through 11.
2.005, skip 6 through 11. So is that like the procedure that I'm used to from just inserting and removing those cartridges? If maybe I can do it without the procedure if it's just like doing that same thing.
It's essentially the same, but instead of reseating the cartridge, you're going to still open the door and then reseat the Mambo tray. We do not need you to touch the cartridge.
Okay, I'll take a look at 2.005. Thanks.
Sophie Houston on 2. The reboot of the robot PC is complete. You are go to step back into it.
So station on 2.
We're with you on 2.
Well, that Mambo procedure has been completed, so hopefully that will work a little better for you guys. I'm going to take a quick fire break, and then I'll get into my next activities.
We copy, and when you're ready, we'll be ready with Dylan available on Space to Ground 3.
Copy, Dylan on 3. Thanks.
Station 2PM2, copies. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sensation Sophie is thanking you very much. It works now.
Great news.
Houston Station, was that you calling for me? Houston Station, Jack is on the piece for stowage words.
All right, Jack, I'm going to give you data on four items that both Chris and Jessica had previously asked about. First is spare track item 145.05. I'll wait for you to get there. Okay, and so the foam in the Ziploc needs to remain on that item, and you can stow that item in, those two items in Node 1, Deck 4, Alpha 2.
All right, foam will remain on the items in 145.05, and we'll stow Node 1, Deck 4, Alpha 2.
Correct, and they're temp stowed there on Deck 6, probably right under you.
I see them.
Okay, next item, 145.07, new spill location for the liquid sensor is going to be Node 1, Starboard 4, Gulf. Then the next one is item 146.09 for the two T2 isolators that we didn't have room for in the original location. You can stow those two with other T2 hardware in Lab, Overhead 5, Gulf 2. And the bubble wrap around them should remain. And then the last item, 148.03, the load guidance is incorrect. It should be load the HAS-CTB with hinge towards the rack and the lid facing the overhead hatch.
Okay, and 145.07, the liquid sensor is going in Node 1, Starboard 4, Gulf. And 146.09, the two T2 isolators, I think those are temp stowed here right in front of me, Lab 5. And they're going to Lab Overhead 5, Gulf 2, with the bubble wrap is still on it. And then 148.03, the guidance is incorrect, that HAS-CTB should be loaded with the hinge towards the rack and the lid facing the overhead hatch.
All good readback.
All right, we'll put that in work. Thanks. Until station Jackson 2 for step 145.05.
Until Japan 2.
All right, Huntsville, I meant to say Houston for stowage question.
Houston's with you on 2.
The two items in step 145.05 that you asked me to put in Node 1, Deck 4, Alpha 2, that space is completely full. Bravo 2 right below it, it's got a little bit of space, and the same place I put the liquid sensor, Node 1, Starboard 4, Golf, has a little bit of space, just throwing darts at the wall, if that's helpful.
Jack, yeah, if you think you can make the Node 1 Starboard 4 Golf Walker work, we would like that.
Yeah, I'll make the Node 1 Starboard 4 Golf Walker work.
Appreciate it.
Node 6, 0, 1, 7, 7. Node 6, 4, 3, 4. 3-0. Transceive.
Send station Sophie on 2 for stowage.
Sophie, with you on 2.
Reporting for you the serial number that is required and step 151.02 of stow track. So this serial number is 21072-1003.
That's a good serial number.
Great news. Thank you.
And Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and a quick stowage follow-up.
Sophie, it's Lily on 2, ready to couple.
Yeah, and Sophie, we saw that you stowed item 148.03, and we just wanted to confirm that we realized there was an error in stow track, and that bag should be stowed with the hinge towards the rack and the lid towards ISS, towards the hatch. I just want to make sure you got that note.
Jack mentioned this to me, and apparently he also solved this this issue. So are we all checking that it's all good for that?
Fantastic. Go team. Thanks.
See everyone.
Houston Station, Jackson 2, any shutdown steps for robot?
Checking. Jack, no action for you. The robot commander will take care of the shutdown from the ground.
All right, thanks very much for your assistance.
Houston, Chris on 2 for timeline. Just wondering if it's okay if I take another 5 minutes before I start my tether inspection, if that works for you guys.
Chris, yeah, no problem with that. Just we are here for you when you're ready to begin.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for stowage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
You also said Sophie.
I think I did it first.
Okay, fair enough. It may be enough. And it's a very good one. I agree. So, Sophie reports that on line 153.02, I cannot find the serial number filters 1009, 10, 11, and 12. I only have in this CTV the one that flew on NG, plus 4 others, which are 1001, 1007, and 1004. That were removed in 2025, and I have the GMT for each of them.
Stand by.
So all 4 of them that were removed on GMT 2025/283 from the MEDOX simulator. Oh, actually, Houston from Sophie, I think I have the explanation. It's written in the note that the labels are indeed removed from the method simulator with 1001, 1003, 4, and 7. So I think that should be a good item, maybe.
Copy, Stimuli.
The only thing that I can do for sure is confirm that they were used and they were removed in 2025 from the MEDOX simulator. And when I grab each individual item, I cannot find each individual serial number. But the zip logs correspond to the notes, so I think we should be good, but I just want to have your confirmation.
Okay, Sophie, we copy all. We're checking one more thing before we give you an answer. Stand by.
No rush, take your time. I'm doing other steps in between.
Copy.
This is Station Sophie and 2 for another question.
Go ahead, Sophie.
The row 153.03. So I did find the BGT torque analyzer kit serial number 1003, but in the same location there was another serial number. Just wanted to report, though, it was serial number 1004 that had a label suspect on it. And so I just wanted to double check with you that we are sending back the 1003, which does not have the label suspect, and we'll leave the label suspect in here in this node 1 overhead 4 underscore Charlie 2 Delta 3.
Copy the question. Checking. Sophie, Houston for stowage.
Sylvian, too.
Hey, Sophie, thanks for bringing that to our attention, but it does turn out that the one we want you to pack up is the 1003 as called out in the stow note.
Okay, great.
Houston Airlock on 2 for tether inspections.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm looking at the tether inspections for the V-ray extenders. In step 1.2 says to inspect the soft strap for excessive wear and fraying. There's definitely some fraying noted on these. I'm just not sure whether it's excessive. I took some photos that I was going to send down to you guys, but I was just wondering what you'd like me to do. Do you want me to put these in the inspected tethers bag pending review, or do something else with them?
Copy the question. Stand by. Chris Houston on 2 with answer.
Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, if you could take a photo of the ones that were frayed by themselves with the serial number showing, that will give us the data to be able to track it, and then you can stow those back with the rest.
Okay, when you say back with the rest, do you mean back on the tether staging area where I got them, or into the inspected crew feathers where I was going to put them per procedure, I guess, if they had passed? I already got some photos. I took a photo of the serial number and then a series of photos of each of the tethers.
Yeah, good clarification question, Chris. Back in the CTP.
Okay, into the CTP. They came from the staging area, and then they'll go into the CTP, 1.05590.
Yeah, good correction, yeah.
So station Sophie and 2 for StowTrack.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I was wondering if you had an answer for step 153.02, the Metrix simulator filters, knowing that the ziplocs I found match exactly the description in the notes.
Hey, Sophie, yeah, we're still double-checking another thing. We'll get back to you here in a moment.
Thanks.
Sophie Houston, on 2 for stowage.
Sophie, on 2.
Sophie, so for 153.02, we are comfortable that you have the right one, so you can just follow the stow note as written.
Copy. Thanks a lot.
Okay, and one more thing. The last item, 153.04, you are not going to be able to perform that today, so the CTP that you gathered for it, you will need to temp stow. And you gathered that on 153.01.
Okay, so I understand the bag that I labeled, the quantize that I labeled R066 does not go inside Dragon for now. And I'm just temp stowing it on node 2, take 2.
That works, thanks.
You're welcome.
So station Jack's on 2 for radiation harden.
With you on 2.
Data is on the iDrive on SSC 17.
iDrive, SSC 17.
Station Jack's on 2 for radiation harden, so.
With you on 2.
It's not explicit, I think, in the stow note, but the power cord is going with the box, getting wrapped up in bubble wrap. Is that true or false?
Verifying. Hold on 1 second. Station on still space ground 2 for Jack and radiation hardened.
Back on 2.
We're tracking that cable was already attached to the box, so if you confirm that's the config, we're going to stow them both together.
It is attached to the box. It just looks like with the screw, so it might be possible to get it undone. But I understand you wanted to get inside the bubble wrap and send home with the whole box.
Affirm. Box and cable come home.
Houston, Chris on 2. I was going to pick up the NORS O2 task and just wanted to double check you guys are good for me to get started with that.
Chris, we have a handover in 15 seconds, but you are go to proceed in that and no constraint with knee and gloves.
Copy that. Touch temperature constraints satisfied in 1.3. I'm working that procedure.
Good read.
Houston, Chris on 2 for the NORS config. That procedure is complete. Just a quick question to make sure I did everything right. Step 1.08, I think that has to happen before I close the closeout cover because that valve's behind the closeout cover. I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right valve.
Chris, we're checking. Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Chris on 2.
Chris, to answer your question concerning the NORS valves, if you had performed the verification steps 1.7, 1.8, that both those valves are open, then we are in a good config.
Yeah, I just wanted to double-check the, I think step 1.06 that you closed the NORS cover, but that valve in 1.08, the tank isolation valve, is behind the cover. So I just want to make sure that I'm not confused, but that just closing the cover should have been after checking that the tank isolation valve is open.
That's a good point, Chris. We'll take that back and see if we can update the procedure at that.
Okay, yeah, I just feel like whenever I see an inconsistency like that, I second-guess myself, make sure that I wanted to make sure that I'm looking at the right thing.
We appreciate you bringing it up.